Blog Talk Radio.
I am hearing something in the background. I don't know what it is. I'm hearing a noise in the background. That was my wife. thank you for joining. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we thank you for taking the opportunity to be a part of this hour. I hope that you can hear me. For those who are on Zoom or having a difficult time, can you hear me on the blog radio?
We can hear.
Okay. All right, as we move forward, we are on Zoom as well as radio and internet. For those of you who are listening by internet, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. If you'd like to call in and participate on the blog radio, just call in and we will let you in. For those who would like to go to Zoom, which I'm told that the Zoom is working now. It is audible. The Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. That is the Zoom, if you would choose to go there. As we move forward, again, we do thank you for being a part of this hour. At the end of this message, if you would like to listen to it again or share it with someone, go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again. And you can listen to this message or any of the other messages that we've had over the years. Amen. As we move forward, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for all the participants that are on and even those who are coming. Lord, Father, we ask that you would just allow me to decrease as you increase in your word. Father, we come to say that we love you and we thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, as we move forward, we are in first, we're going to scriptures, 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9, and that is the only scripture that we're going to touch on this evening. And we will also give you an opportunity to comment if you would like on as we go through this this message. The scripture reads, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a purchased people, that ye may show forth the virtues of him called you out of darkness into the marvelous light." 1 Peter 2:9. Now, when Peter closed this portion of his letter, he was encouraging the readers, or urging the readers, to practice holiness, to practice holiness. "But ye are a chosen race, a royal priesthood." And he's asking them to practice holiness. He reminds them that there is a contrast between those who are practicing holiness and those who are disobedient. And he states, he reminds them that that the disobedient are destined for destruction. The disobedient are destined for destruction. And he's saying that the obedient believers are the chosen, or the elect. Amen. If you would like to even look even further, if you look at Isaiah 43:20, and it reads, it talks about chosen people. And Isaiah says, people which are used to apply only to Israel was now both the Jews and the Gentile believers. And what he's saying here is that at that one time, it was only for the Israelites who were the chosen people. And things have changed. Today, in this new age, it is for the church. The chosen people are for the church. During this age, it was grace. Grace has been given to the church. And because grace has been given to the church, they are now considered a chosen race, a royal priesthood, amen, which is purchased, amen, because of grace, amen, because of grace. Moses even goes on to tell the people that you will be for me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. That is in Exodus 19:6. It states that now believers in the church age are called a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, a people belonging to God. That's what Moses was saying during that time, what a royal priesthood would be, and he was, you know, referring to the Israelites. You know, they were called a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. And today, because of grace, the church is considered a royal priesthood, people who are who belong to God. People, Peter called Christians a holy priesthood. He called Christians a holy priesthood. If you look in 1 Peter 2:5, you can look that up. He calls Christians a holy priesthood, a holy priesthood. Amen. They are considered a holy priesthood in 1 Peter 2:5. If you look that up, a royal priesthood. In Revelations 1:6, it says that the word belonging to God, it literally means, when it says belonging to God, the royal people belonging to God, it literally means that they were preserved. They were preserved, and that was because of grace. Amen? In Hebrews 10:39, it goes on, in NIV, it talks about in terms of, it uses the word saved, those who are saved. Christians are a special people because God has preserved them for himself. And so, and that's what Peter is saying. But ye are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a purchased people, that ye may show forth the virtues of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. So when we look at this scripture, that is what it's saying. While it is description of the church, chosen race, a royal priesthood, which is now the church, while these descriptions of the church are similar to those in Israel, I do not want in any way to indicate that the church today supersedes Israel's and what it was assumed as a national blessing or promise of Israel to be fulfilled. Please do not, I do not want that to be this. It does not, is not succeeding. It does not succeed that. Amen. Peter just used a similar term to point out the truth of the church. As Israel was a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, so too, Believers today are chosen, are priests, are holy, belonging to God. Simile means their identity, their identity. In other words, we, the believers, are to have the character of Christ, the character of Christ. God's purpose of choosing believers for himself is so that they may declare the praises of him, amen, before others. Choosing believers for himself is so that they may declare the praises of him before others. Isn't that what we're supposed to be as a people, to proclaim the word of God, to let others be able to see the character of Christ, of how we treat one another? by how we communicate with one another, by how we act with one another. So when we're looking at that, it indicates, you know, that the believers that are to declare the praises of him before others. When you say him, we're talking about none other than God. We're talking about our Father. We give praises to him in season as well as out of season. In season as well as out of season, meaning that when things are going well, we praise God. When things are not going well, we praise God. We lift up praises to the one who has given you and I grace. Amen? He has given us grace. And that's why when it goes on, but ye are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, purchased people that ye may show forth the virtues. Virtues, when you think, look at virtues, they're talking about the character of Jesus. Going forth, showing the character of Jesus, of who has called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Again, God's purpose of choosing the believers for himself is so that we may declare the praises of him before others. Now, praises could be translated as qualities. It could be translated as the excellence of who we serve. It could be translated as the virtues of who we look up to. Believers, priests should also live so that the heavenly Father's quality are evident in their lives. Let me say that again. Believers or priests should live in so that their heavenly Father's quality are evident in their lives. When people see you, when people see the believers, when people see the church, they should see the heavenly Father's quality evident in their lives. It should be evident. Without a doubt, it should be evident. It should be evident. People should know that you are a child of God. People should know that you are a believer. People should know that. It should be evident. It should be evident. Amen? So again, the purpose of the believers are to declare praises to him before others. We should be lifting up the name of Jesus with those we are around. It doesn't make a difference who they are. We should be lifting up the name of Jesus, giving God the honor. And I believe that when the words are spoken out, when the believers speak out the word and lifting up God, that things begin to happen. Hearts begin to change. People's lives begin to change. When we lift up the name of Jesus, because people can see the evidence of Christ. They can see the evidence of Christ within you and I. Amen. It should be evident. We are to serve as a witness of the glory, grace of God, who called you and I out of darkness into his marvelous, wonderful light. Showing the virtues or the character of Christ for the one who has brought you and out of darkness into his wonderful light. I like that little term when it says, I can finally see now. Living in the world of darkness living in the world and we cannot see any evidence of Christ. Living in the world when we begin to start to act like the world, we don't see light. All we see is darkness because our eyes are not open to the glory of God. We began to start to act like the world. And the people see us as a part of the world. How can one witness to another if they cannot see the character of Christ within you and I? How can we be a witness when we're living one way and talking another? Let me say that again. Living one way and talking another. And so that's why Peter says, you know, that our virtues, that by ye are chosen race and priesthood, a holy nation, purchased people, purchased, belong to God. We were purchased for a price. And because we have been purchased for a price, we should be showing gratitude. We should be showing the character of him who called us out of that dark world of destruction into the marvelous light. We should be living and loving the life that God has given us and sharing it everyone that we come in contact with. Amen. Sharing it on our jobs. Sharing the word of Christ with our friends. Sharing the word of Christ with our family. Sharing the word of God with our children. Everyone should be able to see the character of Christ, the virtues of Christ. Amen. Peter explained in the figuring Hosea 2:23, talks about darkness. Hosea talks about darkness and refers to a time when the readers were pagans. They were ignorant of God's provisions, ignorant of salvation, when they were not a people, and when they had not received mercy. They had not received the wonderful light. They were ignorant at that time. And Peter's saying that has changed. That has changed. We are not ignorant to who God is. We are not an ignorant people who are walking in darkness. We are not pagans who are worshiping other gods. We are not worshiping other gods. We know who we are. We know that we were purchased. We know that we are a people who are here to serve God. We know that he has brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. We have received mercy. We have received mercy. I mean, that's enough to shout over. That is enough to shout over. We have received mercy. I don't know what's going on with this Zoom. It has just taken over my camera. But let me continue. His wonderful light now illuminates the people of God. His wonderful light now illuminates you and I. His wonderful light, because of the mercy that we have received, it illuminates the people of God. It illuminates the believers. It illuminates. It allows you to be able to see in a dark world, be able to see the things that are not of God, to be able to see when things are not of God. God gives us eyes to be able to see when things are not right. He illuminates the people of God. And that's because we have received mercy. The practice of holiness, in which God serves as a holy royal priesthood, and that is offering spiritual sacrifices of praising his excellence. Praising his excellence. Praising God for who he is. Praising God for the things he has done. His excellence to the mercy of God. How excellent is the Lord? How excellent is the Lord because of his mercy? He brought us out of darkness into the marvelous. And now we have a choice to either accept or reject. We cannot straddle the fence. You can't play both sides. You can't play both sides. Either you're for him or you are against. Straddle the fence. Either you're for him or against him. You see, in 1 Peter 1:3, it talks about Israel as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He's talking about people belonging to God. He's talking about people belonging to God during that time. Amen? Believers today are chosen as priests. Believers today are chosen as holy because of how we live. Believers today are chosen because they belong to God. We have an identity of Christ. Let me say that again. We have the identity of Christ because of how we live our lives, because of how we respond to one another. We're still trying to get it right. The only one perfect is God. But God has given us the word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The light to give us, to illuminate for us, so we know the path that we're supposed to go, so that we know the path that we're supposed to walk. So that we know that when we are confronted with obstacles, we know who we belong to. But we don't worry. We don't have doubt. We don't have fear because of who we are. Because of who we are. The character we exhibit to the world. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to accept you. Everybody's not going to be transformed. But we have a God who can change lives. We have a God that we serve who can turn those around who have rejected. We have a God who can transform lives, who is living one way and can choose to serve God, to live another way, and be accepted because of our character, because of our virtues, because of who we choose to become like. Can't straddle a fence. Can't have it one way, one time, and then another choose to be different. We can't just act like believers of Christ only on Sunday. It's an everyday experience. It's an every minute experience. Sacrificing and praising, giving honor to the one who is excellent, to the one who brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. And that's where Peter is referring to believers. He is reminding us of who we are. Grace, mercy, which endures forever. Mercy, which endures forever. So Peter is reminding us as believers that we are a chosen people, that we are priests, that we are holy, belonging to God, that we have that identity that we heard about, that we read about from the Israelites. We have that identity because we belong to God. Because we belong is our King, our Father, owns it all. Our Father created us. Our Father is the one that we emulate. Father. People should see the character, the virtues of Christ in each and every one of us. And we cannot forget about repentance. Because we all fall short from the glory of God, asking for repentance daily. Asking for repentance daily so that we can get closer, so that our relationship can become more personal, so that our character can become more like our Father. Repentance, daily. What we see, what we hear. Repentance. We are a people belonging to God. Our identity exemplifies. God's purpose of choosing the believers for himself is so that, again, that they may declare the praises of him before others. So that we can exemplify the qualities, the eminent qualities of Christ, the character of Christ, the virtue of Christ. Believers should live so that heavenly qualities are evident. They're evident. Serving as a witness. Serving as a witness. Because of grace. Because of grace. We cannot forget that he called us out of darkness into marvelous light. He changed our lives so that we were not doomed for destruction. I'm going to open up the mics now. Any responses? Let me get back to need to get back to open up the lines for the blog radio as well. Seems like the Zoom has taken over. I am going to open up mics so we can have a dialogue in reference to what you've heard. Amen. All mics are open. Are there any comments? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Someone speaking? I cannot hear you. We cannot hear you.
I would like to say something if no one else is speaking.
Please.
I know the very mighty word that you spoke in, Dr. Clay. Sometimes we lose, we have to remember we're Christians, and to be a Christian, you have to be Christ-like, and we're not going to be perfect. But we want to seek the qualities of Christ, God life, God's life, acting in as a Christian, and demonstrate the gospel. It's not always what you say; it's also what you do. Because you can, you're preaching, and you're teaching, you're learning, and you're building on a continuous basis. Your faith and your spiritual strength. But anyway, you have to, that's something that calls for constant practice. And you could be saying one thing, but then the next day someone, that same person sees you on the corner cussing someone out. You're actually serving as a stumbling block for that person actually turning to Christ. But everyone, like, if he's a Christian, I really don't want any part of this. But, you know, we have to constantly build ourselves up, avoid hypocrisy, and remember, we want to be servants of God, not stumbling blocks or non-servants, because being a servant is a very humbling, exalted position. Some people that thrive to be supervisors and gain titles and importance, but it's very important that you be a servant to God so that you're able to help others, and you're also spreading the gospel. I just want to throw that in.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
There's another comment. Listen, we are a blog talk radio and interactive.
Pastor
so,
John?
Yes.
Yes, I was going to say, wonderful word that you just delivered. And yes, we are a chosen generation, a peculiar people. And people know who you are. They really do. They recognize who's legit and who's not. And I think that we have to go about with the intentionality that we are, not that we are trying to show off, but we're just being who we are. If we be who we are and we are in Christ, you don't have to show off. People will know the difference. It's a spirit, a spirit. Your presence is totally different from the norm. And I don't know what you've ever had it before, but I've heard people say, well, oh, there's something different about you. And I don't know what it is, but you're different. You know, you're different. And never said anything about who I was or what I proclaimed to be, but it was just my presence. So there is a aura, should I say, a presence that we have when we're in the company of unbelievers. And those who even know that I'm a Christian will say things like, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. And I'm, you don't have to apologize to me. You know, it's not me, you know, that you are speaking before. So people do, and we should, as we spend time with the Lord and in his word and prayer, we start to look like him and start sounding like him,
mm,
you know. Hallelujah. And it is everyday thing. It's not something that we can develop overnight or happens overnight. But as mm-hmm. we spend time to relationship, as we spend time with one another, we start to know who about each other, how you respond and what you feel about certain things. So it's the same way with our relationship with the Lord. The longer we walk with him, we ought to know more about him and behave ourselves accordingly as well. And without even trying, it just becomes a part of it. It just
Amen.
Becomes
Amen.
A part of it, you know? Amen.
Amen. You could mute your mic and only unmuted thinking, have you ever remember when people, friends hung around each other so much, they were always together, always hanging out
mm-hmm.
together when you saw
yeah.
you saw the, and after a while, people began to start to talk and say that they looked alike.
Yes.
They acted alike.
You're right.
They began
yes. Isn't that true?
To have similarities of just hanging
mm-hmm.
around each other. And
yes.
I can attest to that. Is a friend of mine from out of Long Island. I remember Eddie. You know, he and I, we used to play basketball, did everything. And people began, we don't look nothing
mm-hmm.
alike, but people used to say, we look like brothers. You know, you know, and I'm saying,
right.
no, I was, you know, he's taller, you know, yada, yada. How does that? But that's just the way it is. When you begin to start to spend
yes.
a lot of time, and I mean a lot of time in the Word, a lot of time, you know,
yes.
with quiet time with the Lord, a lot of time with the Lord, then that character begins to start to
yes.
Come. And that's
come
what
out.
There's
mm-hmm.
something about you. There's something
mm-hmm.
different
about you.
About you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's something different
yeah.
about you. I don't know what it is. They know what it is, but I don't know what it is. But
they,
there's
yeah.
something
yeah.
different about
yeah.
you. And so,
yeah.
so that. You know, when Peter was referring to that, he was speaking in terms of how we are to conduct ourselves.
Amen.
As a
amen.
Church. As a church. As a church. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you
I
for
don't
those
think that.
Comments.
Go ahead.
Please.
Yeah, I was going to say we don't have to tell the world who we are. They see. And a lot of times, a lot of talking and speaking. Does not clarify who you are, but it's your actions. What did James say? Faith without works is dead. If I don't see some
dead.
Evidence, then, you know, you can talk all day about who you are, but if I don't see
mm-hmm.
that, question
mm-hmm.
it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
mm-hmm.
just the way it is. It is, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. If I'm your wife,
you know,
and every time you see me, I'm in somebody else's face, then it kind of makes you think, doesn't it? Kind of make you wonder who you belong
you
to.
Know,
yeah.
Another thing is that when our character and we begin to show the virtues of Christ, people are
mm-hmm.
willingly and openly come and share a problem with you.
Yes, they
because
are. They really
come and share something personal, hoping that they can receive what they can receive. It as just something that they sense.
Amen.
They,
Amen.
You're almost like an open book. You know,
mm-hmm.
almost like an open
mm-hmm.
You know, and also I got a little text says, and it will also do things for you too because
yeah.
of what they see in you.
What they see. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I mean, we all have a lot of work to do. We all have a lot of work to do.
Really
but as long as we're on the right path, as
mm-hmm.
long as we're on the right path,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that is
mm-hmm.
the important part. Amen. That is the
Amen.
Can I struggle? Can't do both. Can't be in the world, you know, and also sacrifice, you know.
As you were speaking, I was reminded of John 15, where he talks about he being the vine and we are the branches, and we are bring forth fruit as we spend time with him. I mean, the fruit is going to come up if we're sowing it. Thorn right, it's going to come up. We're gonna start to bear fruit and start to look like him, act like him, and talk like him, you know?
Amen.
But he said, my word has to abide in you, and you abide in my word.
Amen. Thank you so much. Anyone else like to make any comments?
Good evening, all. Can you hear me? I'm coming by way of the phone on tonight.
Good evening.
I would like to say, first of all, good word on tonight, Brother Moderator. I mean, the word was outstanding on tonight.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to be a part of New Beginnings Ministry. Thank you for having me. You talked about something that I wrote down. It says you have to have the character of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that, as my father, the ministry, Archbishop Larry D. Palmer, out of Waldorf, Maryland, he said some things that put in me as a young preacher. He says, don't just take on the name. Take on the nature.
Amen. Amen.
Don't just take on the name and take on the nature. And when you put this scripture out here on the website for Blog Talk Radio, you always encourage people to research it for themselves. And when I actually looked into it, oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't take on the name, take on the nature. Why?
Yeah.
Because you are a royal priesthood. And I thought about the royal priesthood, the preachers. Preachers. I pride myself on being a preacher to the world. And I think you know that. And once again, thank you for letting me be a part of New Beginning Ministry, because you know how fire I am. Thank you. Thank you very much. but also, not only are you a royal priesthood, a royal preacher, you're part of a holy nation. You're part of a holy nation of what? Preachers. And you know how I can be. I'll go shut up. God bless.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you. Any other comments? I see New York on the line, South Carolina. Any comments? Any other comments in reference to what was shared this evening? Your mics are open. All you have to do is just talk.
Amen.
Well, I do pray, you know, that this word was received, that it is a time to reflect and evaluate where we are with our walk with Christ. Sometimes we can feel that we got it right. That we, you know, that we're doing everything that we're supposed to do, and someone can say something to remind us that that we still have work to do.
So
I just pray that this word resonated in the spirit of the ear gates of the listener. And that is my prayer for this evening.
Dr.
Suzanne, would you like to have your comment? can't hear. You can't go to the phone. Use the phone line.
Are you calling me back? Are you calling me back to Clay? I'm sorry, because I'm having trouble hearing. I'm sorry.
There's so much. I really have to get this technology piece mastered, because it beats me up every Wednesday. It beats me up every Wednesday. Did you have a comment? Minnesota?
No, I didn't. I was trying to understand what was going on. I'm sorry. I'll go back on mute.
Oh, no. I was just saying, did you have any want to make any comments?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Amen. Dr. Suzanne, you said she cannot hear. I'm really trying to master this. What about those on Zoom? Was you could not hear? I mean, was it clear? Was it not clear?
It was not clear at all on Zoom, which is why I got off. I can hear better on the phone, but on Zoom, uh-huh. it was dead silence for like 2 to 3 minutes or so, and it just kept going out.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I missed a lot because it was intermittent a lot on Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. Okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to increase the technical side of this Blog Talk Radio, and mm-hmm. oftentimes mm-hmm. Too many units, creates feedback or creates problems, and I need to get someone to know what they're doing rather than myself.
Right.
I need to find someone that knows exactly what they're doing, get feedback.
Right.
So, my apologies.
No problem.
I'm looking at my wife, and she is saying that she could not hear as well. But those who are on the phone, the audio is audible. It was audible. Amen. So mm-hmm. is there anyone else that would like to make a comment, before we close out? Amen. Dr. Suzanne, can you hear now? Can you hear? Still can't. Dr. Suzanne, can you hear now?
Yes, we can hear now.
Okay. Could you close out of the
Sure. Now, ready?
Yes, please.
Okay. Father God, we praise you and we thank you, dear Lord, for this time together. Mm-hmm. God, that you are so faithful. You're so loving. You're so gentle, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for the peace of the gospel, God, for the good word that has gone forth this evening, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord, that as we contemplate, Father God, on the word and what the message was within it for ourselves, God, all scriptures, Father God, as we just think about the comments and the ideas, the thoughts that others have shared as well, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord, that you would put it in our memory, Father God, put it in our hearts and show us how we should apply it, Father God. Show us, Father God, how it's applicable to our everyday lives, Father God. Show us the end, dear Lord.
Yes.
Teach us how to minister correctly, Father God. I thank you, dear Lord, mm-hmm. that this word, Father God, is a reminder, Father God, of us, Father God, to carry ourselves circumspectly, Father God, that we don't know what essence we leave behind when we walk through and by and interact with people, Father God. But that as we carry of the body of Christ, remembering that we're your children, that we're who they see about Jesus and what Jesus Christ is and what Christians and who Christians are, Father God, we are those representatives.
Jesus.
So help us, Father God, to carry ourselves. We thank you, dear Lord, that this word was good, that the word was full, that it was rich, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you would bless each and every person that's on this line, Father God, all those in our circle, Father God, that are here and could not be here, Father God, and those who are coming and on their way, Father God, that you bless them. Lord, that every home, Father God, will have a spirit of peace, that the Holy Spirit envelops each and every room, Father God, that we have sweet dreams, Father God,
yes.
Knowing, Father God, that you care for us first and foremost, dear Lord. Let your ministering and warring angels, Father God, be about us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Thank you so much for joining. Invite you back next week.
Face the dawn.